So today we're starting Simen Lamed Beis. Going over Siv Chof Hei. Yesterday we learned the end of Siv Chof Gimel, and we started Siv Chof Hei. So today we'll go again briefly through some of the points we discussed yesterday, and then moving swiftly on. Yesterday we were discussing the halacha of Shloike Sidron. There's a halacha which we've bumped into a number of times throughout the Simen. When it comes to writing tefillin, when it comes to writing mezuzahs, every letter must be written in order. And so much so that the person who completed an entire mezuzah, or entire tefillin, then he found a problem with one of the earlier letters, then the entire parchment has to be put in geniza. It cannot be used because it was not written kesidron. And we learn from the words, v'hoyu hadavarim ho'eleh, v'hoyu, and they should be. They should be as they should be. They should be written Kesidron. That's the halacha of Kesidron. We saw in Sif Chof Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch discussed the case where a person added an extra letter in the middle of a word. For example, any extra letter. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. If it's the beginning or the end of a word, the Shulchan Aruch says you can simply delete the extra letter and you have all the letters still written Kesidron. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, if the extra letter is in the middle of a word, then you've got a problem. What's the problem? Because when you delete the letter in the middle of the word, you're now left with two words and a gap. It doesn't read properly. It reads like two words, and therefore that's an invalidated klaf. Again, there's no problem with Shloike Sidron. All the letters are written in the correct order, but you've got a gap in the middle of a word, you've got a problem. The Mishnah Berurah, however, said an interesting point, and that is sometimes you can have a situation where you have an extra letter in a word, for example, La Avoisecho, over here, the extra vav in the middle, and although you've deleted the vav, afterwards you can actually pull the base, pull it carefully along, pull the top and pull the bottom simultaneously almost, in a way which pulls the base along, and therefore you've got one word. You've got all the letters Kesidron, and you've got one word. That would be a very good Eitzah when you have a base before it, or a Reish, or a Dalet. These letters are classical letters which can be pulled, and therefore you've got no problem of two words. With regards to Vav in the word of Sa'ur, the Mishnah Berurah said that's questionable. It would be much more difficult because you can't delete the leg of the Reish or extend the top and bottom of the Aleph, because it's not practically spin. By doing so, you'll be left with letters which are not written properly. You could perhaps a little bit add to the leg of the Reish, a little bit add to the Aleph, and if by doing so you've managed to minimize the space between the two letters, between the two words, between the two letters, to be very a thin space, not the space of a yud, less than the size of a yud, then you would have an eight. That would work out. Yeah.
But what's the maximum space there can be?
Right. Between two words, you have to have at least a little yud, a yud of the size of the ksav which you're writing. So if you can make the space between the aleph and the resh less than a yud of that particular font size, then that would be okay. With regard to the word mitzvahs, what did we say? We said the person has added an extra vav to the mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah halacha says we've got a sofik. What's a sofik? Because you extend the bottom of the tzadi, you take away the vav, an extra vav which is not meant to be there. You extend the bottom of the tzadi, and therefore with regard to the bottom of the tzadi, it's connecting the two letters. However, the top of the tzadi, that little yud sort of part of the tzadi, the top, cannot really be extended. Here, the halacha Mishnah Berurah has got a sofik. Does that make the two halves of the word considered as one word? Or perhaps no, although it's joined to the bottom, but to the top there's still a gap, and therefore it's not considered as one word. Now you would have a problem. And that's what we discussed in Seif Chaf Gimel.
So because the yud could potentially be written in the gap.
Is that why? Yeah, it's again, we... Well, no, because you can't extend that yud.
Why the extended on the bottom will help? Because you could write the yud.
No, I think because the letters are connected. If you extend if you look at from this respect of the bottom part of the letters, the baseline of the letters are connected. The top line of the letters are not connected. Because that there is only a top. Of course, that looks normal. 100%. Yeah. Okay, that's the Sif Chof Gimel. Sif Chof Hei was very, very important Sif. Very important Sif. We saw in Sif Chof Hei, we're discussing various problems which are problems of Shloike Sidron, which means the entire tefillin have to be rewritten because there's a problem in the earlier letter. And sometimes it's okay, and you can just fix something up and carry on. We saw in the Shulchan Aruch four examples four examples whereby the letters have been completely damaged so much, so significantly, that you have to put it in Geniza, and two examples of corrections which can be done even after the parasha has been finished. You can fix it up, and everything would be okay. There's no problem with Shloka Sidron. So what were the examples? The first example was a case where a letter is substantially damaged by a piece of ink. The example the Shulchan Aruch said was an Aleph, a Shin, a Tzadi, an Ayin, or a Pei, where it should really have a part of the letter. You can all see, boys, that in all these cases, the leg doesn't have like a foot and then a leg. Rather, the leg itself, the leg of the, not the leg, the foot, I should say. Normally, you should have a leg and then a foot. In all these examples, the foot is connected completely to the actual base of the letter, to the actual main part structure of the letter. And that being the case, the letter is substantially damaged and cannot be fixed if you carried on in tefillin or mezuzahs. Although, to correct it, all one would need to do is add a little bit to give it the shape of a foot. You can have quite a wide leg and then just add a little bit to make the foot longer. However, that's considered a substantial creation or change to the letter, and therefore it cannot be done if you've finished the entire parasha. That was the first example of the Shulchan Aruch, which is no good. The second example of Shulchan Aruch, which was no good, was a case of a hay or a kuf, which the leg of the hay or the leg of the kuf has become attached to the actual top of the letter, as you can see here. Can you see, everybody can see, this is a hay and this is a kuf? Can you see this is a hay and that's a kuf? But if you look carefully, you'll actually see that's not a hay and that's not a kuf. Why not? Because there's a connection between, you can see, there's a connection between the legs and the top of the letter. That's not a hay or a kuf, it's a ches. What do you have to do to correct this letter? In a Sefer Torah, for example, if such a thing would happen, what would you need to do? Can you just delete that little extra part? Definitely not. You'd have to take away the whole foot and perhaps part of the top, I don't remember, but at least substantially remove something and then rewrite it. If you have to remove a letter substantially and then rewrite it, that's the problem of Shloka Sidron. If you've carried on, again, that would be no good. That would be entirely possible. That's the second case which is possible. The third case which is possible was what did we do yesterday? If you have a letter which is split into two letters, it was written in a way which actually it's written in two letters. Where's that gone? Let me just see over here. Here we go. Here. The tzadi, the shin, the ches, and the mem. Can you all see the tzadi, the shin, and the ches, and the mem? Well, really, the tzadi has actually been written in this case as a yud and a nun. The shin has been written as an ayin and a yud. The ches has been written as two zayins, and the mem has been written as a chof and a vav. If you wrote two letters and you carried on, then you cannot anymore correct these letters because you've written it as two letters. You're now making one letter from two. That can't be done if you've carried on with tefillin and mezuzahs. That would be a problem of Shaloi Kesidron. And a final example of the problem of Shaloi Kesidron we saw yesterday was a letter which has something substantially missing to it. For example, here, as you can see, the yod hasn't got its right leg, which is essential to the letter, and the aleph hasn't got its top yod. Again, this is essential to the letter. All these four examples make puzzle the letter so much so if you've carried on in tefillin and mezuzahs, it would be invalid. So again, either the letter is substantially damaged by ink, or it's substantially damaged because you'd have to remove part of the letter and then rewrite it, or it's damaged in the fact that you wrote it as two letters instead of as one. It's important, this point. It's written as two letters instead of as one. The tzadi is a yud and a nun. The shin is an ayin and a zayin. And finally, if it's missing a substantial part of the letter, it's a problem. And if you carried on tefillin mezuzahs, you can't correct it. Obviously, you could actually always, in all these situations, you could actually remove all the letters, till the problematic letter, rewrite the problematic letter and carry on. That would be okay. You probably bumped into that before. Yeah, you can remove all the letters till your problem, correct the problem, and then carry on. But it's not practically possible always. And second of all, once you've bumped into Hashem Hashem, you can't remove it. So you can't go back any further than Hashem Hashem.
Would you have to remove every letter? Is enough just to make every letter not a letter?
Enochanam, it won't help you because you will need all those letters removed because you need to.
Half of each.
Oh, so that's discussed. We did just touch upon this before. If you have a bit of ink splodge on your or splodge on ink, and can you just be goyro from there and recreate a letter. That's discussed somewhere else. We'll have to have a look at it in the Anum again. Okay, however, there are two cases which Rabbi Shulchan Aruch said which one can recreate a letter even if you've carried on. What were the two cases? Anybody remember? The first one was if you have two letters which are connected. In this example, the Resh and the Samach are connected to each other, but they're just touching slightly, and just by detaching the two letters from each other, the letters will be recreated. That would make it the letters kosher, and that can be done. If you'd finish the parasha and you notice these two letters are touching, then you could be masakin it. Somebody in Gates had pointed out there is no Resh and Samach connected in any of the parashas of Tefillin or Mezuzahs. But anyway, I haven't checked, but I think he's right. But that's just an example of something which can be corrected. After it just needs a small correction, that would be okay. And finally, the final example of something which can be corrected here is a letter which just has a general gap, a gap in the letter, but it's not a gap which makes it into two letters like we had before. It's just, for example, this Aleph, the Shin, the Ayin, and the Tof, which just have a gap, disconnecting two parts of the letter. Here, the Yod of the Aleph, or the second Yod of the Shin, or the Yod part of the Ayin, the ches over here, can you see? The leg is just not quite in place. All that needs is a minor repair, a little bit of additional ink, and it does not look like two letters at the very present moment. Therefore, it's not doime, it's not comparable to this tzadi, the shin, the ches, and the mem, which as they stand look like you've written two letters. Here you've written two letters, the tzadi, the shin, the ches, and the mem. The tzadi you've written a nun and a yod. The shin you've written an ayin and a yod. The ches you've written two zayins. The mem you've written the chof and a vav. You've written two letters. You've carried on. You can no longer recreate it after you've completed the tefillin and mezuzah, although all it needs is a little touch-up. However, here, these letters, you've not actually written two letters. You've written something which is almost a correct letter. It just needs a minor correction, a minor tikkun. That can be done in tefillin and mezuzah, even if you have carried on.
Even though in many of them, there is a different Easter.
Well, only half. You're saying that what the aleph is a yud, but it's a yud with nothing, a yud with a bur. It hasn't got. It's not a yud like a nun. There was a yud and a nun. Can you hear? See the yud and the nun. This is an aleph is a yud with just a mess underneath it. So that can be created. But of course, if it's significant,
the wrong piece doesn't necessarily pass it.
Here, this clearly writing a letter, does it need an extra blob? That's fine. If it be significantly missing, for example, substantially missing, a whole part of it, you know, will be missing, then of course it will be a problem, as we saw in example number 4 with the Aleph and the Yud. You know, of course that would be, if it would be more substantial than this little gap, that of course would be a problem. That's what we saw in Shulchan Aruch yesterday. And I think the Oda will be happy to continue rather than to go through all those Mishnah Brurahs. Yeah, should we carry on? Yeah. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch concludes in Siv Chaf Hei, an interesting Shulchan Aruch, which is discussing again this scenario when one would have to go back. Here, this scenario over here, the Tzadi, the Shin, the Ches, and the Mem, which we said a person would have to go back if he had written it incorrectly. Why do you have to go back, Rabbi Yisai? Because you've written two letters, you haven't actually written the correct letter. Says the Shulchan Aruch, a massive chiddush, that a ches, that yesh mi she'oimeh, he brings that a ches, one can be more lenient. If you have a detached top of a ches, says the Shulchan Aruch, and it's only very slightly detached, the Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch says, yesh mi she'oimeh, some say that with a ches, although you have created two zayins, one can be more lenient. Why can it be more lenient with a ches? Look, can you see it's two zayins? Says the Shulchan Aruch, that although you can see two zayins, they're not standard zayins, they're slightly abnormal zayins. These zayins that you can see, each of them have got a French fromage frais hat, whatever it's meant to be called, on the toupee they've got, yeah? Not a toupee, what are the French hats? What are they called? Beret, yeah, Rabbi Packers would know. They have a beret. You can see each one of these hats, these zayins have got a beret. If you have a beret on a zayin, that's not a normal zayin, that is a strange zayin. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, yesh mi she'oimer, that by a ches, although it's slightly detached, and it does appear to be two zayins, but really a ches always has this two zayin sort of connotation, but it's an abnormal sort of zayin, and therefore this in such a situation, and could correct it afterwards, provided there's only a slight detachment, one could correct it like one can correct the... You know, which one did I say you can correct? the Aleph, the Shin, the Ayin, and the Sof. It's a minor correction. It does not look like two letters. It looks like two Zayins, but it's a strange Zayin. It's a French Zayin, and therefore we shall say that's okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Misha Oimer. The second line, Simon Amad Beis. We got it. Siv Chav Hey. Yesh Misha Oimer. Some say, Dhu Adin, similarly, Im Chutra De Ches. If the hat of the ches lemailo ein neigin zelo ze, it doesn't touch each other, it's also okay. Ach ein nikel hedia predosin, provided it's not substantially detached, like you see over here, substantially detached. Of course, it looks like two zayins. Avav bishatinet kodes shnei zayinin, although the child reads it as two zayins, but that's not considered two letters. That's considered as two strange zayins. Mutalad bikum, you can correct that, even if you'd carry on, you can join them two together with a bit of ink. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chaf Gimel Yesh Mishayim Ein Kan Machlekes Rak Chidushin Lehedia Dimay Nikel Lehedia. If it's a substantial gap between the two, how is Ev Seged? If see the Ikur Tzurasa, you've damaged the actual Tzura of the Ches. Kamoshe Kasavdu Yet Mutalat Vikam Dein Atilik Morgah B'Ches. Children don't really understand the structure of the Ches. Da'afida Hamuchshu Ketikuna Yikrebi Zayin. Who always really like two Zayins, and really it's a Ches. But Kitzo, if you have a Ches with a slight detachment, that's not two Zayins. That is always a ches, and that can be corrected even after the sefer has continued to write with his sefer Torah, says tefillin and mezuzas, I should say. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave us a Torah, and the Torah itself, you can do corrections even if you've carried on, because if there be a halacha in sefer Torah or Megillus that or sefer Nevi'im, the ones you've carried on and you made a substantial mistake. For example, those four mistakes we discussed at the beginning of the Sif, that you cannot correct them, then there'll be no sofrim, because if you make one mistake like that, you're finished. So you can correct it, and Sifrei Torah, this doesn't apply, dafka, tefillin, and mezuzos. Yeah. There are, however, the Chayodim brings down, I don't know if Rabbi Patka said, the Chayodim, and there are those who are makpid, not in tefillin and mezuzahs, not to use a cloth of tefillin and mezuzahs which has had any interference with it whatsoever. Even if it had, so they're makpid not to have any interference, it means even if, let's say, two letters touched, which we said, if you carried on, you can correct it, you know, as we were just discussing here. Nevertheless, there are those who are makpid not to use a cloth which has had at all, the tefillin and mezuzahs which has at all been affected by anything which needed to be repaired. I think it's based on a chai odd. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Oisius Shel Shem, Sivchav Vav, 26, Shem Hashem, Shem Havaya. Oisius Shel Shem, the Vukos, you have a Shem Hashem, you have Yudke Vavke, and it is connected, the letters of Yudke Vavke are connected in the Tfilin and Mezuzos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yochel, La Freedom, you can detach the letters one from the other. Why can you be Mafridit? Why can you be Mafridit, Rabbi Isai? Why can you mafrid it? Because why not? Because letters which are touching can be detached even if you've carried on. Aye, it's Shem Hashem. Says it because it's not Shem Hashem. Adarabba, you're creating, you're writing a Shem Hashem properly and in the correct way by detaching it. However, says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Kuf Chav Zayin, although you can detach between the letters of the Shem Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, Siv Katan Kuf Chav Zayin, Ve'en B'Mishnah Isim Mechika, you're not being moichik the shame, adarabba faket. To the contrary, you're correcting, you're making a shame Hashem. Yeah, kimen shem asakam mozah, that's okay, but kol kimen devukos, the oisis acherim, how much more if they're touching other letters, the mutter, the hafrid, the oisis, you can separate the letters, acheris, mehem, from the shame Hashem. Vovad sheyezor, but be careful, sheloy yiga, hasakin, voisin, the kud achrona, hamudubekes im Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down from Behetiv, Knes Hagdoyla, that although one can separate the letters Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, they have touched each other, because thereby you're creating the Shem Hashem, but just separate it in a way which you are removing the external part of the letter. Don't interfere with the actual letter itself, because to take away any part of the letter, the Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, itself, is like a form of Mechikas Hashem, taking away from the name of Hashem. If you have here a picture here, for example, if you have this Mishnah Berurah here, can you see? Just to show you an example here from Elei Keichem, has a little ale over here, and you can see the ale is touching it. The two, the Aleph and the Lamed, are touching. Can you see, everyone? The Aleph and the Lamed are touching with a little bit of ink in between. So Shulchan Aruch is saying you can take away this little bit of ink from between the Aleph and the Lamed. and thereby recreate a kosher tefillin and mezuzahs. Even if you've carried on, there's no problem shloka sidron because you're just detaching between two letters. However, take it away there because it's not actually part of the aleph or the lamb, but it's a bit of ink which is connecting the two letters. But if it would be careful not to actually cut in to the aleph or cut into the lamb, because thereby you're like taking away from the letter of the Shem Hashem itself. Okay. Right. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sif, where are we? Thank you, Rabbi Menachem? No. Menachem, what was your surname again? Menachem, no, you said, what was his name? Pardon? Aryeh Baruch. I thought Baruch was his surname. Aryeh Baruch. Okay. Right. Aryeh Baruch, Siv Chavzayin. What do you think? You know, we have old Sifrei Torah very often. If you've seen old Sifrei Torah, you can find, and we had one in Golders Green, do you remember? After a while, old Sifrei Torah, the ksav, the blackness of the letters. Do you know what happens to the blackness of the letters? They go brown, they start browning, and then after that, they even go red and they start fading away. Do you remember Gideon? No. Sheffield, you had one like that? I saw, maybe we used to have a brown one. They used to have a brown one. It was very brown or even red. Because due to age of the Sefer Torah, the Shulchan Aruch says, what would you say if you have letters of the Sefer Tefillin, the Mezuzahs, or any such ksav, and the letters have become brown, have become faded? Can you still use them? Can you still use it as a Sefer Torah? So the Shulchan Aruch divide at the beginning is discussing letters which have begun to disintegrate or wither or fade away. Can you use them? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Lamed Beis, Seif, Chof, Zayin. Letters or words which have become a little bit erased. If the main structure is still there, Kol Kach, so much so. Shetinek de lechochem v'le tipesh, a child with a reasonable understanding of letters. Yochol ekroisom, he can read them. Since they still have the basic structure of a letter, a child could read it. You can then go over the letters, lehetiv aksav, to renew the ulachadish and to renew the existing script. Veloy havashloi kesidron. Even if you go backwards through this tefillin or through this mezuzah parasha, it's okay. Why is it okay? Because since the child can still read the letters as they are, he hasn't discussed the color so much. Although they're faded, but they're still recognizable to a child that they have a structure of a letter. So therefore, for all intents and purposes, in all essence, they actually, the tefillin is still kosher. The tefillin is still kosher. You can go over them and renew them. Although you're not going in order, it doesn't matter. You're just renewing what you have already rather than writing it from new. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Simin Lamed Beis, Seif Chof Zayin. The Mishnah Brura here in Sivkot and Kuvchav Ches, who also has discussed the following. What would you say, Rabbi Yisai, if the letter is absolutely turned red in a substantial way or faded significantly, so much so that you can no longer really recognize a number of the letters? What would you say in that scenario? Can you, in such a scenario, go over the letters again, backwards? Definitely? Definitely not, because the letters are no longer existence. They've been disintegrated. There's a machlokes between the Prima Godim and the Chasam Sofer with regards to the redding of, or the browning, I should say, browning of letters in the Sefer Torah, which is an old Sefer Torah. The Prima Godim says a brown letters in the Sefer Torah is possible. We'll take the Mishnah Brura from five lines up. For that oid, take the Mishnah Brura from five lines up, discussing now old Sefer Torah and the letters have gone brown. Says the Mishnah Brura five lines up. For that oid, our friend Reb Menachem, you have it? V'da'oid? V'da'oid, excellent. V'da'oid, says the Mishnah Brura, V'da'oid, the da'as ha'prima godim, da'afilu nisha ma'moshes d'yoy, even if you have still some substance of ink, rakshe niklef shachros ha'elim, but the top layer of blackness has been peeled away, v'nisha oidim, and you're left with oidim, I think he means brown, I don't think he means red. Even brown, havashloi kesudon, is a problem, a damage they're considered. There would be a problem to renew the letters in the wrong order. The oidim ain kosher l'tfilin, because red, I think he means brown, is not kosher for tfilin. Avol says the Mishnah Brura, Hachasim Sofer is chaylik on that. Chasim Sofer b'chaylik yiradeya, polygolov, he argues, v'sofer, and he holds, the mashinoi lads mimus hu machmas yoshin. If the letters have become brown just due to old age, hari hu kosher, they're still kosher. Shahari hu nichtav b'dyoy. The only The only particularity we have, we're only particular that it's written black. But afterwards, if it goes brown, because due to age, that's okay. If they write it, in what colour do you write the ksav? Black. Written in black. That's what happens to ink when it gets old. It goes fadey. It goes reddish. Brown. So brown, he's matter if it only happens due to age. You should improve it with black, because thereby reinstate it, and therefore you'll be able to have kosher tefillin mezuzahs or sefer Torah for as long as you can. Even the Shem Havaya, Shem Hashem, Karo Levadim, the Muti can also go over those letters, Kadiyah Gabadiyah, like you can go over black letters, Ein Kamachika. The Nishtanel Oidim Mamash says if they've gone absolutely red, Shem Kain Dauk Shel Stam Diyah, not the way normal Diyah, normal ink doesn't go red, it goes brownish, not reddish. If it goes substantially red, we have so it goes some sort of reddy shade tint, or even if it's only browny. Again, if it's got absolutely red, or it goes browny, but it happens too early. You have a new Sefer Torah, a couple of years old, and already the link's going brown. In that case, the Chazam Sofer would not be matter. Miyad happens, goes brown very soon after writing. Ein takon la'oisa Sefer Torah. That's not going to be kosher. If it happens soon after the writing, then it's not because of old age, it's just because it was never written with proper substantial ink as it should have been written. Obviously it's not written with proper ink. It's intrinsically possible. We discussed what is made of miafotsim and the kankantum and all this. The Rambam has to be any black, but it has to be a black which has a substance to it which will remain black. You have a black which turns brown too early, or a black which turns red, even after many, many years, that the Chasam Sofer is not matter. The Chasam Sofer is matter if it's what? If it turns brown due to long, due to age, which 50, 60 years, it starts to go brown, that the Chasam Sofer is matter. The Prima Godem is cholik even on that, he doesn't have to say it's mutter. Shemus Oslav Olav Zioi, Ayan Shem Nach, Kol, Mosul, Bethaim, Bethaim. So, Kapon, we have a very interesting machlokes between the Prima Godem and Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer is matter if it was written with proper black ink, and due to age, 50, 60, 70 years, as if it goes brown, Chasam Sofer is matter. Chasam Sofer is not matter if it turns brown very quickly, or if it turns red, substantially red, is also not matter. Prima Godim, however, asas, even if it turns brown at all. So that is a machlekas here with regards to ink. Okay, boys, one other question I want to ask you. What would you say if you want to spray on top of your oisios, on top of your Sefer Torah, your tefillin, spray it with a very thin layer of some sort of cream or plastic or substance that will keep the letters in place and ensure they will stay strong and firm and the correct colour. Is that okay or is that not okay? Is there any problem with doing that? Generally, to keep the letters as they are firmly on the parchment, or perhaps no. What's the problem? You're just doing it to enhance the letters. And indeed, if we look in Deishu number 169, he brings over here le'inyan berichas chomesh shokuf bilti nira, a very thin layer of something al gabi oisus on top of the letters kadesha yishtamrub shmitishtuch shmachika, to ensure it does not get erased easily. If he brings in how to see it's okay, it's not considered as writing it as such. You're just doing it to enhance the writing which is there. And therefore, it's disregarded, it's considered insignificant with regards to the actual ksiva. It's mutter, it's no problem with it whatsoever. In fact, we see if a person had a bit of wax fell on the oisios, there was a bi'alocha which we discussed before, early in the simon, if you can't peel it off because of Shabbos, whatever it might be, if you can still see through the wax, it's still kosher. So you can see, if you can see through wax, it's still considered reading from a Sefer Torah. So to me, you have a little plastic layer on top to enhance the letters. That's no problem. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, so what did we see today? We saw today three halachas. First of all, we saw that with the ches, although with regards to most letters with a gap, if they are written in a way which they look like two letters, for example, the tzadi, which is a yud nun, the shin, the ches, and the mem, generally speaking, they look like two letters. They cannot be corrected afterwards. However, with the ches, since it doesn't really look like two zions, it looks like two French zions with hats on. Therefore, it's considered that can be corrected even if service carried on. We saw in Sivchof Hei that not only can one separate between letters which are touching after you've continued, even Shemas Hashem, you can also detach, or if you've continued into the mezuzahs. However, be careful not to actually et into the letter of the Shem Hashem. And in Sif Chav Zayin, we saw that if letters have faded, they're still considered kosher, provided it still has the same basic structure. You can see the letters. It's an idea to go over such letters to give a longer life to the letters which are there. However, if the letters that Mishnah Berurah discusses, if they can't be seen at all, they're possible. If they've gone red, if they go brown too early, earlier than they would expect it to be, also possible. Chasm Sevim Prima Gautam Machlaikas. Natural browning, which happens with age, is that Kotter is apostle, Prima Gautam is Machmi, and the Chasm Sofer Rabbi Yisai is Makel with regards to that. What's your name?
Svi.
Ezekiel, nice to see you. And yours? Reb Chaim what? Chaim Nachum, you related? Both from Gibraltar. Wow, very nice. Nice to see you all. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. You may even be lucky enough to have Rabbi Pankas back.